Hey, Richard Kingsmill here. Pony is the title of the third album for Rex Orange County. The 21-year-old English artist, whose real name is Alexander O'Connor, made this album like his previous ones, writing, recording and playing almost everything himself. But this time round, it's a much bigger sounding record, a lot more instruments and a lot more attention to the production. There's a bit of a story arc to this album too, which he'll talk about in just a sec, but he's not going to go into that much detail about what he's gone through leading up to this album. Even though his profile and acclaim has been building the last couple of years, he's simultaneously been going through some troubling times. "I don't want to go into the details," he says, "but I've been in a tunnel that was very dark." If you listen closely to the lyrics and from some of the stuff he says in this interview, like wanting to cut people out of his life, it feels like some of the people around him during his musical journey have been the source of the darkness. Rex Orange County toured here for the first time earlier this year, and if you saw any of the shows like I did, you'll know just how avid his fan base is.
Rex Orange County, welcome back to Triple J. How are you?
I'm good, Richard. Thank you for having me. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Listen, I think I will always remember seeing you on stage earlier this year. I think it's one of those gigs that I'll never forget, because not only were you and your band fantastic on stage, but the audience was just so into what you were doing. I was wondering, though, when I was watching you, I was wondering, do you ever get sick of the crowd being so loud and singing along with you? Are there times where you just want to sing on your own?
No, I mean, honestly, I'd have to say I never really do get sick of that. If anything, it's like, it's difficult if they're not in a way, because I get used to it. And then it's kind of like a setting a really high standard for me to have people sing along all the time. But Australia in particular are incredibly loud when it comes to singing along.
Yeah, I know. Did it surprise you?
Yes. Especially because I've literally never been over there, and I've just been sort of here doing what I've been doing for how long I've been doing it. And the first time I ever go over there, everybody was just very, very responsive and showed me a lot of energy and love, and it was so good.
Yeah, I know. From what you've said in the past, you absolutely love playing live and you love being on stage. It's the thing that gives you the most thrill. As a kid growing up, were you always comfortable in the spotlight? Did you always think that your life would revolve around getting up in front of people?
I don't know necessarily if it was that, or if I just enjoyed that, the idea of performing and singing or playing instruments, playing music on stage. I think I didn't necessarily have to be in the spotlight. I kind of started off not in the spotlight and just playing piano and drums and wasn't necessarily seeking attention so much. You know, as a teenager, I was actually not that confident in that way, but I did love being on stage all my life. So I think it was just an attraction to the thing of doing it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So songwriting is still high up on the list. Do you find songwriting a chore, or do you find pleasure in it?
I think there's both in there, if I'm honest. I think there's a lot of great moments when you come to a place that you get to something that you didn't realize was there and you've worked really hard on it. But I do think working really hard on it does mean working for a bit of time, if that's how you work. For me, it kind of, some things take a while, and that can sometimes feel somewhat more of a chore than the good parts, of course. But, you know, I think it's like yin-yang. It's like you do all the long, not very good, enjoyable stuff, but then you get the really great stuff out of it. And it's like, so, you know, you do it for that reason. You work hard for that reason.
Yeah. Listen, let's talk about the making and also the writing of this record. So you pretty much started recording this record, from what I understand, about May of last year. And it was basically coming, it seems like it was coming at the end of what was quite a difficult year. Can you sort of tell us what sort of a headspace you were in?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was kind of just, after releasing two full projects and being like 19 going on 20, I was just fairly run out in terms of ideas. And so not exactly like that. I just mean uninspired in a way. And I felt like things around me were moving and changing. And like, I sort of had problems, not problems, but just like issues that I didn't have before in my life had arisen. And I'd like not just, you know, when you grow up, you see things and you learn things and you experience them for the first time and didn't realize that stuff was going to sort of come into play. And it's just all types of stuff, if I'm honest. It's like, it's really just sort of growing up and going through sort of 19 to 21 is just different. And I think it took me a while to figure out what I wanted to say, but I kind of had gone through a lot of stuff that was stressful. And I just thought I'd talk about me, honestly, my life at the moment and the good parts of it and the more stressful parts of it. And that's really, it's just a snapshot of me right now. And that's, if that answers your question.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you want to go into too much depth about what exactly you're going through, because I, you know, listening to the songs as well, a lot of it is you trying to work out what you feel, how you're viewing the world and how you've come through it. But Loving Is Easy was obviously released before this period of time. So I kind of thought in the back of my head, the success and the attention that came your way through the success of that song might have had a downside to it. Was that part of the problem?
Sure. I mean, yeah, in a way, not like, I don't know if I'd pin it to that song, but I guess just like having released that album in 2017 and then at the end of 2017 putting out Loving Is Easy, I spent the whole of 2018 playing shows, and I kind of, all I was doing that year was playing shows. And towards the end of that year, I kind of realized, even though I'd I had a good time playing shows, I also wasn't making so much music really, and I didn't know necessarily, I'd kind of felt slightly uninspired. Like I said, I feel like I know what you mean with the downside. Maybe kind of, I guess, like the success makes me feel maybe more stressed about releasing something good, because I want to put out something better than the last thing I put out. So that maybe is why it took a little longer, if you know what I mean.
So when did the inspiration sort of come back for you? When did you start feeling inspired again?
I'd say probably towards the end of last year, 2018, and then again there through until around the middle of this year. I got through there and things got better for me, and I don't know, everything just seemed a little bit easier to get started, like getting things off my chest, and the album started sort of taking shape, and I've been working on it for quite a while, and I was happier with the music, and really, like, I was just seeing it come together, and that was probably, yeah, the beginning of this year.
All right, Rex Orange County is with us. We're going to talk more about the making of Pony, but we might as well play the opening track, 10 out of 10, right now.
I had to think about my oldest friends, now I no longer hang with them, and I can't wait to be home again. I had a year that nearly sent me off the edge. I feel like a five, I can't pretend. But if I get my shit together this year, maybe I'll be a 10. Help myself a little better, cause it's getting tiring. And I can't wait for the summer. No, I'm gonna need a moment. I did it again, I did it again. No control over my emotions, 1 year on. I still can't focus. I did it again, yeah, I did it again. 12 rounds in, fighting solo, but nobody wins when it ends. We'll be placing memories in frames, inviting people round to stay, and always owning up to things, to things. Cause after all, I guess it all depends upon the people you choose and where you're from. Been so lucky so far, it's outrageous. I won't complain. Give myself a little credit since I dealt with all the pain. bitch out. I'm living again, yeah, I'm living again.
Tell us about the title of the record and how that relates to everything. Why the name Pony?
I feel like it was always what I wanted to call it, and I always had the word in mind. I think it's kind of primarily just from I love the way it looks, and I felt as if it's quite a visual word, whether that is for anything to do with horses. I don't think this album has anything to do with horses, but I was always up for the idea of calling it that, and I like the one word thing. For me, there's something to be said about the fact that I am my age right now, and I think a pony is the only reason for the word is for the fact that it's a young version of a horse. It's not yet a horse. A whole horse is like the young version. So I feel like with the cover just being my face right now and how I look right now, it's like this is me as a young person. This is what I was like. This is literally it. I am the pony in some weird way.
Yeah, okay. So when you turned 21, or turning 21 this year, did that feel like a big shift? Did you feel like all of a sudden, the childhood thing is well and truly left behind now?
No, not really. I'm good. I feel like I can keep being a child for quite a while now.
What about the significance of having 10 songs? Once again, it's another release with 10 songs on it, and the opening song is 10 out of 10. Am I reading too much into it? Is 10 a special number for you?
No, it is. That's good. I'm kind of glad you did, because it wasn't like entirely intentional, but it was always called that, and the idea of it feeling like it should be the first song, it ended up making it easier to just leave it at 10 songs. There was a chance it was going to be longer, but I actually realized, firstly, in my personal opinion, I find my attention span is not particularly long when it comes to albums longer than sort of 12 to 15 songs, even though that's not to say that there's a lot of long albums that I actually do really love. I just mean on the whole, these days when things come out, I feel like I'd like it to be somewhat short and sweet, and I'm kind of into the shorter albums personally. This is my own opinion, so I'm kind of like, I wanted to just get in there, say what I needed to say, just over half an hour and be out, and just that's kind of enough for me, as long as I could cover the whole story.
Rex Orange County is with us on Triple J. Talk about making this record yourself. Was there any pressure along the way for you to work with, big name producers?
I mean, there was no pressure really. I've worked with certain producers over time and tried different things like people do, and I think it was valuable to go and try those things, because it made me realize that I didn't want to work like that, and I wanted to just go back to what I know best and what I know works best. And I ended up getting back with my good friend Ben Bapti, who mixed and recorded quite a bit of Apricot Princess. If not, well, he recorded pretty much all of it, other than the stuff I programmed, and he mixed that. He's a mixing engineer. This time around, he became more of a sort of co-producing figure, and him and I sort of started all of the tracks practically, if not, most of them, if not all of them, from scratch. And it was the right way to do it. Me and him in a room, he has a lot of patience.
What about, were there any difficulties along the way? Because it's a luscious sound to your previous couple of records. Was that a lot of fun, or did you have a lot of, stress associated with trying to build up something even bigger?
I mean, that's a good question. There were times actually where you do question it quite a lot of how you have a vision of how you want it to get somewhere, but sometimes it's like you want it to get to a certain place, but you can't have it go too far in one direction or something without it either being able to come back in the way you want it to, or be fitting on the whole album, if you know what I mean. It's kind of like you go through a lot of questioning, but actually most of the time it was all very direct. The vision was all very quite direct with the songs. From both of us, we were both on the same page, so it wasn't too difficult.
All right, Rex Orange County, I want to play a couple of tracks from the record and just have you sort of talk about them. So let's talk about Face to Face, which is a favourite moment for me off this record. This record appears to be something on the surface, but I think it's something different underneath. At first I thought, listening to it, oh, it's a love song, and it doesn't really come across as a love song by the end. Am I reading the song right?
I think that you're not reading the song right, slash you are, but it's not even a love song. It's not a love song at all. It's absolutely not a love song, but it's not even really. It's basically literally a story about being far away from the person that you do love and missing that person. It's kind of like a missing song, but you kind of, it's one side of that is talking about that, and there's another side that's very much so just describing a situation that I was in and where I felt kind of trapped on and far away from where I wanted to be, from the people I wanted to be with, and with people I did not want to be with. If you read me, Doctor, so I just wanted to get home, and I was just talking about how me and her were just on the phone, and she was, it was the morning for her and it was the evening for me. And it was just me being upset and being like, we're in the same position here. Like, in, you know, wait, I'm going to sleep, you're waking up, but I wish I was literally with you in real life rather than just on the phone. And I'm stuck over here doing all of this.
Right. Okay. Because the one, the line right at the very end, people will hear it in a moment, but I want out. I read that as, I couldn't work out whether I want out of the relationship, but now I understand what you want out of. And it's not the relationship, is it?
No, sir. It's not the relationship.
I grew up, you grew down, we found out everything matters now.
Everything.
We grew up while you let yourself down. I want out.
She calmed me down that night, I freaked out. We stayed up, I threw up in that house. She woke up face to face from the bed. Two in the ensuite, one in the early. She was like 8 hours ahead. Two different countries, slept in a one piece. Baby boy in full effect. And you can see me call back, repeat. That's all thanks to poor connection. Fun for me, no. Most time it's a pain in the neck. I said it's not that fun, see. Everything makes me wanna quit while I'm ahead. Honestly, she wakes, we face to face from the bed. I wish I could be with her instead. When we speak face to face from the head, things go wayward and I end up upset, but kept the truth to myself. Now I'm nothing but a coward. And you were too busy making friends. You were occupied, I was in the shower. You were unaware, I was fully clothed. And you didn't know about this, but you wouldn't even really need to know. So continue picking flowers. Remember why you're here, my friend. You can sit back and relax. And they'll always love you now and then. They'll always love you now and then. Always love you now and then. They'll always love you. It's true. We face to face from the bed. I wish I could be with her instead. When we speak face to face from the head, things go wayward and I end up upset. Let me be over there again. I wish I could be with her instead. Let me return for the night shift. I miss her like she's my only friend.
I grew up, you grew down, we found out everything matters now. We grew up while you let yourself down. I want out.
Okay, so there it is, Face to Face, one of the moments from Pony, the new album for Rex Orange County. Listen, it's been fantastic talking to you about the making of this record. I was also curious when I finished sort of, you know, getting through this record and listening to it and sort of hearing what you were trying to do with it, I was wondering what the next record might be like for you. Do you have any idea? I don't want to look too far in advance, but given this one sort of sums up what you've been through in the last couple of years and you've come through a lot of difficult times, do you have any idea of what the next record might be for you?
I feel as if I'm not sure of what it will be about. I have no idea what I'll be talking about in the album right now, to be honest with you. But I feel like I can, there are certain things I've already sort of had in my head thinking about in terms of instrumentation and certain songs. I kind of would like to do something way smaller and way more stripped down with just myself and one other instrument, maybe just a load of songs like that. But then another part of me would love to just be able to let this album breathe for a long time and not spoil it with another one too soon and just write another, try and overcome, make a better album than this and however long that takes. And I don't know how long that will take.
Mm. I mean, this might feel a bit of a stupid question, but how proud are you of this record?
I'm so proud of this record. That's not a stupid question. I'm definitely very, very, very proud of the album itself. I love. I can listen to it myself. It's preferred. You know, I do love all of the music I've put out, but it's something that I've made where actually I feel like if somebody else put it out, I'd be like absolutely. You know, if I'm being honest, this everything I put out before, if someone else put out, I would still be into it. But I feel like it was so specific from my mind, it would be weird to imagine anybody else putting it out. But now with this, just sort of trying to write songs objectively and working on it, like how it's the way it came around, sort of was working on songs from scratch with Ben. Now me and him listen to it, and it's like this sort of came out of nowhere. And it's like, for me, I genuinely am so happy with it, and I can't wait. I'm so glad that people are hearing it, and I'm so can't wait to go and play it, honestly, and can't wait to come to Australia and play it.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to having you back in the country as well, and there'll be plenty more sing-along moments, I'm sure, to these new songs. Rex Orange County has been with us on Triple J talking about the making of Pony, his new album. I want to go out with one final song. Another favourite moment for me is Never Had the Balls, which feels like it's a little bit of a turning point in the record. Do you want to talk a little bit about this song?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would describe it exactly as that, as a turning point. And the first sort of five songs for me are describing how difficult things have been, can be, and just in general are slightly more negative and spaced. They're kind of set, if it was a time and place, that first half is set in the hardest section of that period of time for me. And then from Never Had the Balls On, it's kind of more of a euphoric, open, positive feeling thing. And there's love songs from that point on that are in that vein of the more positive part, whereas, you know, it's more just me talking about, I feel like I can just, it starts off very dark and then ends off very light, much like the whole story is meant to go. We Never Had the Balls Though was just always meant to go in the middle, because it felt like that turning point. And it was one of the early, it was one of the first songs written for it as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I very much get that vibe of, you know, things are starting to turn out okay. Now, on this track as well, is your girlfriend Thea, is she singing alongside you through this track?
Yes, you got that absolutely right, my friend. She's singing in the middle age, singing that line, because that was something that she spoke to me about. It was just she was saying that it was the best decision that I could make, being that I changed up how I felt about how things were in my life and changed things for the better and cut people out that weren't good for me and stuff like that. It was just the truth, and her and I obviously both sing, so we sung on that song together.
I was lost, felt nothing at all, but I'm coming back now. Yeah, I'm in the background, no need to react now that everything's done.
But let me say,
I thought it would be simple enough, and I had to grow up just to learn all the ways that it's not. But I never thought that I'd wanna call it quits in my whole life. I never aimed to feel confused, I blame myself to tell the truth. But now I know that everything's hard when you're living in the dark and you don't even want to see it through. If that had to be the way I'd be feeling for days, and I knew it back then, I probably wouldn't do it. But I never got the chance to tell you. I never had the balls to tell you. No, I never had the balls to tell you.
I did everything that I could, but still I was helpless. I shouldn't waste my precious time on anybody living off of my mind. And now I know that things are getting better, I can live like this forever. Yeah, 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 yeah. When I found my own way out was to open my mouth and be honest. I had to go and do it. That you ever made, please don't be afraid. She reassures me, I know it's hard to play pretend. I promise you it's true to end. And winners never quit, you know, so quitters never win.
But if I-
Never Had the Balls by Rex Orange County from his new album Pony. Alongside this album release, it was also announced that he's going to be back here towards the middle of next year, playing much bigger shows this time round in Adelaide, Melbourne, Perth, Sydney and Brisbane. Some of those first dates went on sale this week and sold out pretty fast. Make sure you check out some of the other interviews I've done recently on 2019 with people like Girl in Red, Sophie Tucker and Boy and Bear.